Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. On this Saturday, August the 5th, we're talking with West Central head football coach Jason Kirby. First official day of practice is Monday, August the 7th. Before we talk about the looming season, what are you doing today?
We are putting the field markers in on our new sod field. The school board and administration here at West Central, the school board, voted for us to be able to recrown our field and put new sod down. We've been watering it all summer, and we've been taking as precious of care of it as we can. And today we are actually putting the markers down to be able to line it. Pretty exciting.
So I ask you then, it must smell like football today then, does it?
I was in the locker room early this morning getting helmets straightened out. So yeah, that familiar smell is back in my nostrils for sure.
So you've been at it a long time being a head football coach. What does August 7th, the first day of practice, mean for a season where you're the defending state champs?
Just excited. We had our parent meeting the other night. The parents are excited. The kids are excited. We have, a few more numbers out, which isn't to be surprised after you have a successful season like that. But we have a nice incoming group of freshmen that are really excited. A number of them are parents of kids who have graduated. So, they know the deal. They know what we're going to do. They know that Mr. Kirby's not exactly the most flexible guy in the world. We're going to all have a seat on the bus, but I'm driving the bus.
So I'm curious, when you've been coaching for a long time, does the off season go by quicker or longer as each year progresses for you, if you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that I notice a difference. I'm stuck in my principal's office all the time. I guess that once Memorial Day hits, I'm just, crossing days off, excited to get to the start of practice and getting to be around the guys in the weight room. So I would say it took a little bit longer this year, simply because I'm awfully excited to see this group of guys go out and prove that that they're a pretty good group too, that not everybody graduated. So there's a little bit of chip on their shoulder, and that's been fun to watch them.
And as far as the state of the eight-man game heading into 2023, where is the sport at, you think?
Good, strong, growing. I don't think there's any doubt that it is getting stronger. It is getting more recognition throughout the state. I think that it's inevitable that it will be, full IHSA and not very long. I just don't think that there's any doubt that it's gaining more notoriety and that more smaller schools are seeing that it's a viable way for them to continue to have football on their own.
And even though it's still under the umbrella of the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association, the markup of the schedule is similar, with the exception, I know, of the four state final weeks instead of the four playoff weeks, I should say, instead of the five. But everything else is the same, with the start of the practice, the number of regular season games. So really, it's as you say, it's, and Pat Elder says this all the time too, it's football and it's blocking and tackling, and also the schedule is pretty much the same.
Yeah, all of those aspects we fit under the umbrella of the IHSA. We actually have our eight-man association meetings at the IHSA office with the IHSA officials present, just to make sure that we are doing things in a manner which are consistent with what they would want them done if it was to move to a full-fledged IHSA.
Do you ever envision eight-man? Now, you look at kind of they divide the state in different divisions, I think you call them. Do you ever envision, conferences being a thing, you think, moving forward with eight-man football or not?
No, I don't think necessarily in that terms of conference. I think that we'll, even at some point when, there's 40, 45 eight-man teams, that it, maybe 50, and it gets, and it's the same size as ever, the same number of schools as there are in all of the classes. in the IHSA as far as, you know, when you break down the number of schools that are actually within the numeric range of enrollment, I don't think we're that far off in terms of getting to that point. And when they do, I believe that it'll stay as it is, and everything will just fit under the umbrella of the IHSA.
All right. So even though West Central plays eight-man football, they're still a sitting member of the Lincoln Trail Conference. And as we talked to you this week, the LTC has officially approved the addition of Bureau Valley for the 2024-2025 school year. What is the status of the LTC right now, you think, and what is the future?
Oh, I think strong. I feel like the group that we have within the IHS or within the LTC is a committed group to this athletic conference. I think that bringing Bureau Valley in is a strong addition in terms of the size and the athletic history of Bureau Valley. I think that they'll fit in very nicely. I know that it's not very popular with our particular contingency, because a February drive to Manlis isn't going to be very, very much fun. But as far as it's fitting in the LTC and how strong is the LTC, very much. I think that the LTC conference is a premier small school conference in the state of Illinois. I think that Princeville, Stark County, adding Bureau Valley in there, Kewaunee, Weathersfield, Annawan. I think that those schools in the LTC are very, very strong in state competition.
All right. How excited are you to blow the whistle on Monday, August the 7th?
Jimmy and I have known each other a long time, and Monday's a special day. Monday is always a special day. You get to see what your next team looks like, and you get to play this wonderful sport or coach this wonderful sport with a bunch of kids that are committed to being great and doing awesome things. So Monday's going to be an awesome day.
And then August the 25th, you put the ball on the tee, and who are the West Central Heat preparing for in week one?
We go to Flanagan to play Coach Reed and his Falcons. So we'll be on a bus that Friday afternoon and kick it off at 7 o'clock that evening.
All right, get back to work on the field.
About done. Thank you.
All right, Jason Kirby, head coach of the West Central Heat, defending eight-man champs. They're set to open up Monday with the first day of practice. This is WRMJ, WRMJ.com.